USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On the eve of his 100th day in office, President Biden will speak to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Reports are saying he will pitch $4 trillion of spending on child care, education, and family leave, among other topics. With more than 1.6 million valid signatures, the California governor recall became official, and Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will face a yet-to-be-determined number of contenders later this year. At least nine people have declared their intentions to run, including Caitlyn Jenner, the Olympian and transgender activist, former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner, and businessman John Cox. Customs and Border Protection officials are reporting Kevin Andre McKenzie was caught at JFK Airport on Monday, allegedly trying to smuggle in 35 live finches from Guyana, stuffed inside plastic hair curlers and concealed inside his clothes. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
The Biden administration is selling higher taxes to the American people, Dan Naraki reports.
President Biden is expected to introduce a proposed increase in the capital gains tax Wednesday night during his address to a joint session of Congress as part of a $1.5 trillion spending package for his American Families Plan. The White House says the increase in the tax will affect less than 0.5% of Americans, but critics say it will still have a negative effect on the economy. Senator Steve Daines says it's those people that will be affected most by the tax hike that help drive innovations with their investments. The Montana Republican tells Newsmax TV that jobs will be at risk because of the tax hike.
And I've heard the Biden spokesperson say it's just 0.3%. Do you realize that 0.3% pays 64% of the capital gains taxes today? And so what this will do is, I think it will actually reduce the amount of revenue coming in because you raise the rates so high, it locks investors in. They don't want to sell an asset and invest in the next new thing, increase innovation, and spurs the economy. They'll hold it.
President Biden's joint session speech starts at 9 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Los Angeles police officer Deion Joseph recently took to social media to write a letter to Lakers basketball player LeBron James, who has been vocal about police brutality and racial injustice. The officer wrote the open letter in a response to a recently deleted tweet by James condemning an Ohio police officer who shot and killed 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant, who was seen on video attempting to kill another young woman. Without knowing the facts, LeBron got it wrong. Officer Joseph on Fox News says he understands ego and frustration.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, when they don't apologize sometimes, and it can happen to me, too. I'm one of those guys where it's hard for me to say sorry because your ego, you know, gets in the way. But, if he doesn't feel like it, he doesn't have to. I just thought it would be good if you know you're wrong on an issue that you could at least say, hey, I got this one wrong. But yes, I want accountability, but this one I got wrong. You know, and the reason why I wrote this letter is because, you know, that officer could have been me. I'm thinking of four times in my career where I almost had to use deadly force on somebody, and I didn't sleep for 2 days. And one of those instances, you know, I was this close to shooting a young man to save other people while I'm going home off duty. And that would have been said about me without him knowing who I am, my heart, knowing that every morning I wake up praying that I never, ever have to take a life of another human being.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.